holding a lama base and base. End of the third line. So Amar Baya, the Kitinon. Means we have a Masora. Literally means we've taken hold of the assumption. And we're in knockout to take hold of it. So we have a Masora that Shlich Matana Rehi who Kishlicha get. That Shlich Matana has the same status as Shlicha get. Nafkimina Lahardach Lav Kishchi Domi. If a person asks a Shlich a get, to take the item, he's not asking the Shlich to be Zochit for the Isha. Now over there, even if he would say he'd be zeichet for the Isha, it wouldn't work because it's better without a schus. But the harlach is lav kischi. It's ma'isa mashiach get that it's a fact. Thank you. So when the Nois of Matana asks the Shliach to deliver the Matana, he says, Heilach. He doesn't mean be Zeichet for the Makabel, which would that mean that the if a minute later the Nois changes his mind, it's too late because the Shliach was already Zeichet for the Makabel. He means, no, I want you to look at it, I'm not ready to give it until it reaches the hands of the Makabel. So the shliach cannot be zeichet for the mekabel because the noisin wasn't ready to give it yet. He just said be merlichet. So when he says herlich, so the shliach can't be zeichet for the mekabel, and if the noisin wants to back out, he can back out.
So why can't? I mean, I understand why it doesn't happen automatically, right? But if the shliach says, okay, Zach Nadam Shulafanov.
What we're saying is that there's an assumption that the Noisin does not want to give it yet. You can't be Zeichet Balkarcha of the Noisin. So the Noisin says, I only want you to be Melech, I don't want it to be given to him yet, means he's putting into the arrangement that the Zman of the Nesina is not till it's actually delivered. So the Shliach can't be Zeichet.
It's interesting because we were talking about Dvarim Shebalev, right? And here it is. He's the Nosein is saying, here, can you bring it this gift to so and so, right? So literally his words are, look, I'm giving this over. There's no indication that if he sees the guy a minute later that he shouldn't give it.
No.
We see in the Lashon that there's an intention to push it off.
Well, that's the Mechlokes which we had in the... I mean, this Gemara goes back to the end of the first parak. When the person says Harlech, is he saying specifically Harlech and not more? So I'm not ready to give it, so you are only in a state of being a merlich, or I'm ready to give it. You should be, so halach is chi, which means I don't care. You want to zeichah right now, give me zeichah. So we're saying the halach, included in the word halach, is that's what the word halach means.
If you were to say for me that what that means to transport the item, it's nothing more. The guy transports the item over to the location of the other person.
It doesn't mean to exclude giving it. It means exclude that I'm not ready to. Your function over here is I only want to give it to him when it's delivered, so you need to be the marluch. As opposed to, you can be cut right now, and then practically you're just a mamash, a delivery boy.
So it's a delay delivery by an unknown amount. Excuse me. An intention to delay the transfer of ownership for an unknown amount of time, whatever it takes, like long or short, to
actually deliver. Yeah.
But in that case, the is inherent.
Correct. Okay. Okay. So, I mean, the reason why the reason why this piece is here, because it's a bayah based on the piece before, and it's a scenario where that we're allowing for a bittul shlichus. So that's the connection to our circuit. Okay. So the more Ravina Ashkelah Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Toli B'Koy B'Ibra D'Dasha. That's Ravina saw Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. He was leaning against the doorpost. I guess it's coming. Boilei bottle mahu. So if he just says, we said the word bottle, who means it should be bottle, and that's a valid lashon. The question is, bottle without the word who, is that a language of lishavar? And it's different, it won't work, because it would be the equivalent of saying, I'm telling you a fact that this is batel. So, which is not true. Or he means it should be batel, and then it's a valid lashon. So where's this teku? That question stands as a question. Amar Shesha Zamer Lo B'masnis Antona Get Zet Lo Yoyol Lo Yater Lo Yaziv Lo Yishaleach. See, he uses any one of these languages, it shouldn't work, it shouldn't be matter, it shouldn't release her in some form, send her away. It should be kicheris, the word kiyamin. So he's also saying it should not do so. Enomoyal, it doesn't do so. Enomater. So he's just, because again, here we have a problem. He's not saying it should be so. He's just saying that it is, and that's not true that it is. So we don't, it wasn't the valid lashon of a bittul. Okay, Iboy Luhu. Harehu cheris mahu. Says that phrase, lehabor or lishavar? Or is that, I'm telling you a fact that it is, that's l'shaover and that's no good. Or I'm declaring right now that it should, that it is cheres. It's like a declaration right now. Amar Ravina l'Ravacha b'rei d'Rava, v'amar l'Ravacha b'rei d'Rava l'Ravashi. Amar Yishnom b'Rehu Hektish, Rehu Hefker. So we know that there Gemaras would clearly say that the way you can make something hektish is by saying a reyu hektish. Well, if it means l'shaver, you're saying, well, I'm not making it hektish. I'm telling you a fact that it is hektish. Well, that's not true. It shouldn't work. So we define this phrase is not that it is, but that it should be. So something over here, reyu cheris, would be that it should be cheris and it's going to work. Okay, so now the word moves into a question which is not back in any of these specific languages. On the general case of bittul, what's the more is going to address the point. So let's see Rashi first, second line from the top. Who kishliach get? Hooray! Who cheres is effective. Just like a ray, the Reu Hektish or Reu Hefker works. Hooray, who can shlich a get? So shlich with hundreds like shlich a get. Mean bitla, hanoisin, kadim, shatagili, adam, makabul, rehibitela. Therefore, if the noisin would retract the nesina before it actually physically arrives to the makabul, it would work. Hakasin, nafkamina, the hadoklav kishi. much of the mahadr to hadok lav kischidam. Even though it's a schus, and theoretically the shliach would want to be zoichet for the makabel, but he can't do so because the noisin had not agreed that it's a time to actually transfer it yet. Okay, the toli was nishan means he was not that he was hanging, but it means he was leaning against it. Batul mahu imomer batul v'loy omer hu. He said the word batul, but without the word hu mahu l'shaver mashma v'emedvarv klum. It's the language of stating a fact that it already is so, which if that would be true, it would not work. So the same way the obvious understanding of batul is a fact, but it could also mean lahaba, like we said before, that batul could mean understood lahaba, and therefore, in this situation, that will work. So more to take. Then the more said, lashon of lo yoyol versus lashon of enomoyol. Enomoyol mashma dehu enomavatloy. That he personally is not now doing an act of being mavatlit, but rather elameyed by yishu psul. He's telling you a fact that doesn't work. V'halo chazinan be psul. We're not aware of any problem with it. Well, now he's kind of because some of Rashi learns that this will act as a an act of an error. The person saying, "I'm telling you, this get doesn't work." We say, "Oh, he's challenging the validity of the get." So we have the halacha is in that situation. You have to make kaim b'chesam of, and once it's kaim b'chesam of, we assume that it's valid. But ed chanami, you would have to make kaim b'chesam of according to Rashi, because it is an act of an error on the part of the baal that he's saying that this is not a good get.
But the error has to be a little more specific now. Does he have to speak out to him? So you
If Bezdin would ask him why you're saying so, he said, "Well, just come saying so." I don't think it would go for any further. But the fact that he says, "I'm telling you, this doesn't work," that Rashi learns that's enough of an ear that we'd have to mekayim it. There's a Tosis who argues in Rashi. Not a Tosis. Might be Ramah argues in Rashi. But I don't remember the details. So what is that? Is that a declaration of that it should be so, or that it is? We know different places in Shas that phrase works. For example, the Tanah ben Adorim, Im Shalihi Hein Arei Hein Mukdashin L'Shamayim. So the person gives the story that we had in the dorm was that there was a case of Mudr Hanoah, and the father wanted to invite that individual for the chasna, so he gave it over to a friend to invite, be able to. So he said that the all of the food belongs to you. He said, "Fine, if it's mine, I'm in Makdish." He says, "Arei Hein Mukdash L'Shamayim." He didn't say that they should be, he says they are. Well, it means you're stating a fact that they are. Well, that's not true. They're not. No, I mean they should be. Oh, so that it's a lashon of the habo. And after nami tzadana rei hu mufker l'chol mishafkoyts alma labo mashma. Okay. Zot the Gemara. Chayzer umigari. Okay, I have echoes.
I have shiach words.
Okay.
You have shiach.
Okay, thank you. Chazum a garish boy, and a chazum a garish boy. Can he reuse the get? Is a bitul get that made that the get is in, you can actually invalidate the get, or the get is still valid, But what has happened is the shlichus to give it has been retracted. So no problem. The person would then want to go to reinstate the shlichus or use the get himself directly. He could do so. Rav Nachman Amar Chayzer Megarish Boy. Rav Sheshu Zomer Eno Chayzer Megarish Boy. So Rav Nachman says that you can read the get is still valid. Rav Sheshu says no, that's not. The law of Rav Nachman that the get is still valid. Okay, so the Gemara is going to understand this in the context of we had a sugya in the beginning of the third parak in Kedushin of Asi Dibur Umavato Maisa. The Mishnah over there talks about in connection with a case where a man's Mekadosh the Isha, he gives her the money and says it should be Chal in 10 days. Now he wants to retract the Kedushin during this month. So Rish Lakish says he can't. He gave her the money. He's Mekadosh already. So the Maisa is done. There's instead of having the Chalois, immediately the Chalois was delayed. But the Maisa is a complete Maisa. So now he's thinking, well, I changed my mind. So what do you mean change your mind? The deed is done. The Lakish is Dibur about the Maisa. So, say I'm declaring the get bottle. So I'm making this get, which is done correctly and with all of the halachic requirements of a get. I'm making it not a get. What do you mean you're making it not a get? The get is a get. You can say I don't want you to give it. The shlichus is bottle. But regards to the get, you can't be mavatal the get. The get is a done and accomplished fact. So that's from Nachum's argument. That you say Leosa Dibur Mavato Maisa. The Gemara says, okay, so you're passing like your Birchonon, the Leosa Dibur Mavato Maisa. Any, Vakaim alone, the Hilzah Kabasa de Birchonon, the Merchiz Eris. We're passing over there in the case of Kedushin, that even though he gave her the money, he could still be back out of the Kedushin. So you see, you could be Mavatal. So Mor says, Hachi Hashto. Well, what is this comparison? Hosam Dibur B'Dibrahu. The reason why Rechon holds that he can back out is because calls man, the Kedushin wasn't effective. Rechon looks at it, all is just Dibur. Also Dibur Mavatal Dibur. But Hachon, the Heed, the Batli, the Shechutz, the Shliach, the Bittel is a Bittel, the Shlichus. But Gita Gufe Mika Bottle, but there's not a bit on the get. So Mr. McClug is in the Girsa. Rashi learns the Girsa like that. The point is that the get regards to by the Garrison there really are two steps. There's creating a get. And then there is the act of gerushin. By kedushin, the money is money. You're not creating the money. The money is only relevant in the context of a maisa kedushin, which hasn't taken effect yet. So it's not a maisa yet. Right now, it's still just potential. So that's called dibur. But the get is not just potential. The get is a valid document which has a power to it. So that you can't break. So that's called los dibur mevatal maisa. That's what Rashi learns. Which would mean that even the person would say explicitly, I'm being mevatel the get, it wouldn't work. It's not a question of what his intent is. Does he mean to be mevatel the get or the shlichus? The question is, you cannot be mevatel, according to Rav Nachman. You cannot be mevatel the get, even if you would want to. There's a Girsa in the Gemara Kedusha, which is Mashma. Over the phrases in the Heed the Batle Mitaris Shlichus Mitaris Getloy Batle, it sounds like the question is what is it? It's a question of intent. He meant to be about the Shlichus. He didn't mean to be about the Get. which means had he been explicitly been about to get it would work. Just we're saying this now, but he didn't say that. We assume that his intent was just the bitl shlichus. So that means that we're agreeing that a get which has not been used is not a full-fledged reality yet, so it's only potential. So a bittel is possible, but this, we're assuming it's not what he meant to say. But it's not how Rashi learns over here. Okay, let's see Rashi. Cousin Magarish boy. If the Baal decided he wants to use the get, can he do so? That this bittel was effective on the get, and the get is now just a piece of paper, a piece of cheris, a worthless item. But the shliach is his batel. At the hodr umashal the shliach, you'd have to reappoint him. Al v'gitel a batel, but there's no bitel on the get. So Rabbi Nachman says that kozer megarish. We pass the Rabbi Yechon the merchazeris. Kedushin b'perka oimer the chaveroi. Armalishi is kachali b'mosol lo lachar shloishim. He told her he's going to be mekadosher now, to take effect after 30 days. The chazir ba b'sech shloshim, and she backed out during the 30 days. The bitlu hakedushin, the kedushin is batal, ho ubetalten kadim shiucholin, since the bitlu took place before the chalois, it's a valid bitl, even though the mice is done, but it's only considered potential, and bitl is possible. So chinami li bottle gitup to be passed like a biyarkar, and you can do that, so you can move out to the get also. So we look at it as deeper but deeper. So Rashi says, why is it deeper? He gave her money. She agreed to the kedushin. So the agreement has been retracted. There's a lot of discussion on this Rashi, what Rashi means by Mos Lobitl. And obviously you can't be Mavatl the money. You're not a buy them over money to move out on the money. So Pasha's Rashi means he gave her the kedushin, the money, the same kedushin. He didn't give it to her as a matana. He gave it to her the same kedushin. So once she's mevatel, she retracts her rutzin, she has to return the money. She's still holding the money. And he says a minute later, you know what? Forget it. Let's go ahead with it. She says, let's go ahead with it. Does he have to give her the money again? Or he says, no, he gave her the money, Shem Kedushin. And that reality that this money is money which is given to Shem Kedushin, it can't be retracted. So some suggest that's what Rashi means, and some say that no, just Rashi just simply means you can use the money, which then what's the chiddush of that? Okay. Because the shlichus is a deeper, and the deeper of retraction can remove that. I will get shuba'en, and an if so, you cannot take the get, which is a reality. It's an intact reality, and make it and be mevatel. That's being that deeper can't be mevatel mice. Okay. So the Mishnah says that the original arrangement of Bittel allowed for the Baal to be Mavatl, the Shlichus, where he was, without informing the Shlich or the Isha. Rabbi Gamil Azokin stepped in and disallowed that because of Tikkun Olam. So, but it says that he would do this bittul in Bezdin. So what does it mean he was doing in Beis Din? Now, the Gemara is going to later on have a machlokes. After the Tekana of Rabbi Gamliel Zake, if he didn't listen to the Tekana and he did this bitul in Beis Din, will it be effective or not? So more is going to have a machlokes later on, Lam Gimel Mad Aleph, that bitloy mevotol, or it can't, once they made a tekana, that bitul doesn't work unless it's conveyed to the shliach or to the isha. So even if he takes the beds and he does everything like the way he should have, it doesn't work. So if that's true, so then this conversation, which Amor is going to have over here, is just, you know, just all on the theoretical. Once upon a time, they used to do X. You know, how did that work? But if you learn that Bisman is that, even after the Tekana of Gamliel Zaken, Bidiyavid, it works. So we have to know what were the parameters of this original arrangement. You're saying Bidiyavid, X works. What is X? Well, in a Beis Din, what's a Beis Din? So, Bifnei Kamo Mavatler, Rav Nachman Amar Bifnei Beis, Rav Sheshet Amar Bifnei Gimel. Beis Din, there's no halacha Beis Din. This is not something which is needs authority of Beis Din to do. It's an act of bitul on the part of the Baal. We might want to know that he's serious about it. We might want to know, be able to testify to attest that that's true. So you need aidas. You don't really need a Beis Din. So Rav Nachman says that when the Mishnah says Miftei Beis Din, the Morris can bring that something that's a phrase that Beis Din means two people. It meant two people. Rav Sheshet says no, Bifnei Gimel. Rav Sheshet says Bifnei Gimel. Beis Din Ketani. The Mishnah says you need a Beis Din. End the conversation. Rav Nachman Omer Bifnei Beis. The Beitrei Nami Bezin Karlu. There are scenarios in Shas that two people are referred to as a Beis Din. So over here, really, it's just really in front of two.
We have them focus about, you know, what a Beis Din is. You know, according to one side, the third person is needed. So you don't basically shuffle.
Right.
A Beis Din too is really based in.
So that's an interesting question. Rashi's gonna introduce that question. Is that in other words, we're looking to define what a Beis Din of the Torah is. So we're saying that it's not logical that the Torah allowed a Beis Din which had to adjudicate something which is going to be two people. Because what you accomplish, you can get a split Beis Din. By three, you always will have a decision. Now, does that mean that theoretically Beis Din is two? But by Dini Momenus, you need three. For adjudication, you need three. But for any case, it's not a question of adjudication, two is really sufficient. Or are we arguing that now we understand when the Torah referred to Beis Din, the Beis Din was three, so that's always going to be so. So Rashi argues that because you do find that there is there's a Gemara Sanhedrin that Rav Nachman says the name of Shmuel Shneim Shadonu Dineim Din, but he had two works. So clearly Rav Nachman is understanding that a Beis Din of two is intrinsically a Beis Din, not that it's the Torah has been mafkia, the concept of Beis Din from two. So he says you can't learn over here that that's the point of Rav Nachman. And it would be very, like, very tempting to learn Rav Nachman l'tamei, that Rav Nachman is going to shitasa that two could be a Beis Din. Tosis says the reason why I know that is because the Mor is introduced that this machlokes of Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet is really close to Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, and Rav Yochanan over there is a favorish. So the Mor comes out that Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Nachman that two was enough, but Rav Yochanan there holds that two was done with the name. It's not then. So we have on record that this two over here would work, even if you hold it, that it doesn't have a validity elsewhere. Okay. So how do I know that the language of Bezin can be referring to two people? Ditnan by Prisbol, Masara Lifnech and Plony, Plony had the Yanim, Shemok and Plony. So the Mishnah says, I'm giving it to you, the Bezin of such and such, and it says Plony or Plony. So Plony or Plony is the Bezin. Rav Sheshes' response to that raya. Also, Tana Kirukla Lechosha Velezel. The Tana is like a traveling salesman who, whenever you ask him what he has, he gives you a full litany of all of his items. It doesn't list everything. So, yeah, it means whatever amount it mentions, plenty of plenty. It means plenty of plenty of plenty of plenty. There's no need for the Tana to list all the names. Okay, fine. That proof is not conclusive. I have a different proof. It's not also in the context of principle. So you're going to have the principle signs either by the Yonim or by Edim. My love, the Yonim to Midaidim, my Adim Shnaim, at the Yonim Nami Shnaim. Rishesh is back. Midi Irya. Is there reason to read it, to talk like that? Hawkin Isa. Hawkin Isa. The Mishnah means over there, the Yonim will sign as the Yonim 3. The animal sign is Adim, which is 2. Each one is according to its own normal usage. So then we're lamed the misti the yonim, lamed the misti edim. Why is it important for the Mishnah to say that this it can be signs either by the yonim or by edim? So Moshe says, "Hakamash malon, the loishno kosev beloshin the yonim bechasmi edim, loishno bekosev beloshin edim bechasmi the yonim." It still works. So the language of the yonim is we say that we were a Bezdin, and this person came into our Bezdin and said to us that I am giving over to you the Dayanim the right to collect all my chayvus, the Lashon principle. So that's written as a language of we were the Dayanim. Then it signs Yaakov ben Shmuel Aid and Berer ben Shmerel Aid. So the Aidus is being mocked them on the lashon of the yonim. It works. What about it writes the lashon of the Edis, that this is a version of the testimony of the fact that so signed by 3 the yonim. So you start out with the language of this is the text of the edim, and you sign it the yonim. It all works because Zal Remekel by Prisbol. Vimadreitas, however you work it, write it out, it still works. Zagrashi, Biftekamim of Atloy, Kodim, Tekodesh Rabban Gamliel. So this is all going back on the original din of using a Bezdin before Rabban Gamliel's Tekodesh. What's the law? Bifne Shnaim, Bishim Agabi Dina de Mamana Boy Shloisha. Abahachi Iduya Ba'almahu. The purpose of the two dayanim, the purpose of the bezdin was to publicize. Well, we obviously need that the act of bittul has to be public. This way, it'll get to the woman. It'll get to the shliach or to the woman. So eventually, we're going to say you have to actually travel there and convey the message directly. Right? We're saying, you know what? You know, just publicize it, and that's good enough. So publicity, you need to be mediyat. So two people is enough for that. There's no din of beds and batsim over here. Because you don't need the authority of a Bezdin for this purpose. The power bittul belongs to the Baal. You need to publicize it. So the Chaim, come on, he be pirkin. Gavi pruzul shul meisur shoris of the Bezdin. We give over the shtar to Bezdin. The iyo loy tavrele the Baal chayv ela Bezdin. So a chayvus which are given to Bezdin can be collected after Shemitah. That what's happening is we look at it as the Bezin is the one who is collecting. Well, Krinabay lo yigos, and there's no Isser lo yigos anymore. Lo yigos is Re'a Vesachiv, it's a din of an individual cannot collect. Plenty, Trey Mashra, Makarlo Dionim. Reichel is Merchet, Sir Shabsamim is a person who sells packages of Samim, and he'll give you his whole litany of everything that he has. Well, that's not true over here. So it says you can sign Lamata Adam or Dayanim. Lamin the Misti Dayanim or Adam. Pshita the Sagi Bahani or Bahani, either one works. Listi Adam Wudin Ichasi Dayanim. You can tell me Adam signed at the bottom and we'll figure out. Dayanim can sign as well. Lashon Dayanim, we can go in Beidina Havina. We actually use Lashon Mosif Tlosa Havina. We were sitting as a group of three and lots of plenty, and this individual came, right, you fill in the name, Vomer Lon, and he told us, quote, Mestran Lechem, plenty of the Yonim, and I give me to you the so and so the Yonim. So it's written as the language of this is going to be a declaration of the Bezdin. The Chasmi Adim, the Loshan Adim, are going each plenty eight, and it signs on the bottom, so and so the eight. That would be a lashon like this. This is a recollection of the situation that we witnessed. Then it says, "I the dying." Well, you're not the dying; you're the aid. It works. So it all works. Okay, I told it here.